Austerity in Portugal. More pain, less gain. Yet another austerity budget raises concerns about future growth.
In happier days before the euro crisis, one government in Lisbon rebranded the Algarve as the Algarve, hoping to appeal to English-speaking tourists. Now a Portuguese wit suggests rebranding the whole country as Portugal. Amid furious protests and thundering editorials, such mordant humour was a restrained response to the draft 2013 budget that Vítor Gaspar, the finance minister, presented on October 15th. To meet the targets agreed to by the Troika of the European Union, European Central Bank and IMF, he wants enormous tax increases, including the raising of average income tax rates by as much as a third. Seldom have protesters, economists and politicians been so united in describing the plans brutal, a crime against the middle class, a fiscal atomic bomb. Few agree with Mr. Gaspar's claim that this is the only possible budget and that to question it is to risk being subjected to a dictatorship of debt, with Portugal condemned to depend on its official creditors indefinitely. Yet most voters would agree with Mr. Gaspar that to default on the country's debt, as the radical left advocates, would be catastrophic. Even so, recent protests have been swelled by tens of thousands of mainstream voters who believe that squeezing working families is not just unnecessarily painful, but is also choking off growth. The critics have latched on to the latest outlook from the IMF, in which the fund argues that in today's economic climate, fiscal consolidation is having a bigger negative impact on growth than usual. The opposition socialists believe this perfectly describes Portugal's predicament. They want more time to meet budget targets on top of an extra year granted last month. More worrying for Pedro Passo Coelho, the Prime Minister, is that the IMF line is echoed by President Aníbal Cavaco Silva, also from the centre-right, who has written that it is wrong to pursue deficit goals at any cost. Another concern is the rift in the coalition over the budget. The Conservative People's Party, junior partner to Mr. Passo Coelho's Social Democrats, wants more public spending cuts. New revenues account for 80% of the 2013 fiscal adjustment. The two parties must vote together to get the budget through Parliament, but Mr. Gaspar insists there is no room for manoeuvre. Some say that his intransigence is more for form than for fiscal doctrine. Unlike Greece, Portugal has gained much kudos in Brussels and Berlin for being a model pupil for the eurozone. That could help it if and when the Spanish government requests a bailout and starts to argue with the Troika about whether ever more fiscal austerity is really sensible.